cheap popularity. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Number of head, the sheep show is the largest number of head of all the livestock at the Tennessee State Fair. We have sheep here from Illinois, Ohio, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, North Carolina, so we cover quite a few states.
That's Jeremy West, the Scott County UT Extension Director, and also the superintendent of the sheep events at the Tennessee State Fair, and the numbers reflect the fact that there are more folks getting back into the sheep business, over 400 entries at this year's state fair.
Nationwide, we're seeing the sheep industry on a growth, upward curve. Lamb prices are really good. They've actually went up the last couple of years, so I think that's the reason for the growth in numbers at the shows also.
A lot of these people we see year to year, and that's the only place we see them is here, these shows. So it's probably turned into be social more than anything else for us, but we have a good time.
And that last comment from Tom Huber, who's been raising sheep in Watkinsville, Georgia, just outside of Athens for more than 40 years, and he attends the state fair every year, just like the high school kids from Munford FFA, senior Sierra Schultz.
We're here for the open show, actually, and what we're doing is we're preparing our sheep, and we're getting them ready, washing them, fitting them, shearing them sometimes, just to make them look good so that they can go into the show ring.
Ann Johnson is the Munford FFA advisor.
We show sheep and hogs up here at the state fair. I have 17 students here this year that are showing 52 head of sheep. We travel in a caravan style. I have several parents that come with me. It takes a lot of us. It's growing in West Tennessee in particular that we have four major schools that do big sheep programs. It has kind of evolved over the last several years. Halls High School, Crockett County High School, Brighton High School.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.